know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice?
You
don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. It's time for Jock Gibberish on this Friday morning. It is a beautiful day, and we're going to talk about some things that everybody encounters. So we brought in a person off the street, and today it's Deb Howard. How are you doing, Deb?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Deb runs the United Way here in Livingston County, and she's going to be our objective eye. Not
guinea pig.
Not tainted
guinea
by
pig.
The media. Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to
guinea
put
pig.
It. BuzzFeed.com is legendary for just absolute clickbait. They put up anything that they think will get people to click on their little offerings and drive their traffic through their website. They've been pretty successful at it, too, I have to say. They have taken up a new survey, and the people at BuzzFeed say they have the definitive answers for things that people argue about in their day-to-day lives all the time. So we're going to test their results.
Yeah, some of these are arguments in our house.
We're going to see just exactly if the people at BuzzFeed know what they're talking about or not, or at least the people that that were surveyed by BuzzFeed. Maybe that's a better way to put it. I don't know. They published it. They're going to be held responsible. 55% of the people surveyed say pineapple does not belong on a pizza.
I agree. Pineapple belongs on a fruit plate,
well,
or in a drink.
I have had pineapple pizzas that were okay. But it's got to be the right mix of ingredients. You can't just throw them on. You know, there are some ingredients, you know, some people say, well, you like sausage on your pizza along with the pepperoni. And you're like, yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I just wonder whoever thought, yeah, throw a pineapple on that pizza.
Somebody who lived in the Pacific, I'm thinking.
Spam but, pizza. Spam and pineapple.
Oh, man.
That ought to be awesome.
I'll be honest with you. Spam, if it's right out of the can, I'm okay with it. But I have never had cooked spam where I thought it tasted good.
Can't do spam.
It just brings flavors out of whatever spam is. And it just does something to it. So I'm with you on that one. But 45% of people say pineapple is okay. I would say in the right combination. But again, it's not something you can do casually. It's got to be very carefully crafted, you know. 87% of people still prefer paper books.
I would kind of agree with that. I'm an avid reader. I read constantly, and I do have an e-book. It's much easier to carry in my purse. It's much.
That's true.
But, you know, occasionally I do buy a book, and it smells so good.
That.
Yeah. There's that, just something about the smell of a book.
That's what it is. You get a nice hardback as a gift. That's
uh-huh.
a nice gift. You
yeah.
know, it's just got a feel to it.
I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, you have a Kindle? Well, yeah, it's easier to carry in my purse than a hardback. You know?
Well, and not to mention you carry a whole library of books mm-hmm. in an electronic device, whether mm-hmm. it's your tablet or your laptop or whatever you use. But so you can carry yeah. dozens of books around with
but
you.
But for a reader, there's nothing like the smell of a new book.
There you go. There you go. That's the one where you're at home and you're wrapped up in your favorite blanket and just doing some reading.
Mm-hmm.
On we go. Now we know. And it turns out that most people do like the paper books, as popular as electronics are. So there you go. 70% of people say they like dogs better than cats. 30% are cat lovers.
I believe that. I have cats. I have dogs, too. But I have a lot of people say, oh, you have cats? Well, yeah, I do.
Well,
it's like, oh, you have herpes? No, I have cats.
I am meeting more and more people, though, that are going the cat way because people have often cussed cats about their independence.
Mm-hmm.
But now a lot of people like that.
Yeah,
they say, here's your litter box, here's your bowl of food.
They say you own a dog, but a cat owns you.
Something like that. Something like that. I'm allergic to cats. I don't dislike cats, but I'm allergic to a lot of them. So it's very difficult for me to have a relationship. Oh, well, my little trials, my little cross to bear. 56%, this is one where I question this. I don't know. 56% of people prefer Macs. 44% of people choose PCs when it comes to their computers.
I'm a Mac. Long before iPhone or any of that, or iPad or any of that other stuff, I'm a Mac.
The reason I wonder about this is because, you know, until Steve Jobs came up with the whole iEmpire, all the portable devices, Apple was about broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Their laptops were very successful. But that really couldn't sustain the whole company. So I think a lot of people like the idea of a Mac as opposed to actually owning one.
Yeah, no, I like a Mac. My house is all, we have a Mac. I like Mac.
Okay. Now we know. Deb Howard is our litmus test today. She's our guest on Chalk Gibberish. 80% of people put ketchup on their hot dogs. 20% don't.
I'm from Chicago. You do never, ever, ever put ketchup on a hot dog unless you're feeding it to a two-year-old on their plate with some ketchup on the side, but they don't have the rest of the stuff.
Okay.
They tend to not like the sport peppers and, yeah.
It's true.
Never. Heinz invented something this summer. I saw it up in Chicago. It's called hot dog sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chicagoans don't put ketchup on their hot dogs. So there was this hot dog sauce instead.
Hot dog sauce.
It was very funny. It was ketchup.
It's ketchup. What I like is the dreaded chili cheese dog.
Oh, I love chili cheese dogs,
That's my
too.
Way to go. Yeah. You don't have to worry about ketchup. I can live with it or live without it, but yeah. I want the chili and the cheese.
Yeah, you know? Never ketchup. Never.
I want the bellyache.
That's like sacrilegious.
89% of people surveyed said hot dogs were not sandwiches.
I don't consider it a sandwich.
I guess they're just hot dogs.
They're hot dogs. Know? Like Kleenex or Kleenex, and Jell-O's Jell-O. A hot dog's a hot dog.
There you go. I had a friend when I was in my studies, back in my college days, and he decided he was going to propose. This was all for a class. It's all hypothetical. But his proposal was to start a restaurant where they served hamburgers, but they would be shaped like sausages, so they could serve them in hot dog buns. He said he was going to call it Burger Dogs. And I said, is that the best name you could come up with? And he said, well, I was going to call it Dog Burger, but he said I didn't think people would buy that.
Not at all. My husband wants to open a restaurant where all the hot dog toppings imaginable, your chili, your cheese, your onion, everything is on like a buffet.
Sure.
And you just buy your hot dog and then you go put what you want on
it. Sure. Fuddruckers does that with hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a condiment bar you go walking by. So why we don't have one of those around here is beyond me. That's just my little vote for the survey.
For little Fuddruckers?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I could do that. 53% of people think green candies should be lime flavored. 47% of people think that green candies should be apple.
I'm probably thinking apple. For me.
Seriously.
If I see a green candy, I'm thinking it's sour apple.
Well, the only one I know of that does that is Jolly Ranchers. But I guess, you know, that's a lot of candy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I tend to – anything green should be lime flavored.
Right now, I have 60 pounds of Jolly Ranchers in my office for the Thresherman's Parade. 60 pounds of Jolly Ranchers. I've never seen that many Jolly Ranchers in my life.
I was going to say, I think that gives you a share in the company.
Yeah,
they're going to call you about the stockholders'
60
meeting.
60 pounds, yeah. I felt bad when the post office ladies brought it, but it is 60 pounds.
Well, it's a parade. What do you want?
Yeah, if you
want
to see 60 pounds of Jolly Ranchers, just come to the United Way office before the parade.
Okay. Here's one that is a debate that goes on and on and on. 84% of people say the toilet paper should hang over the top of the toilet paper roll. 16% say the toilet paper should come out from underneath the toilet paper roll.
This is an argument in our house all the time. I think that if you have to, like, consider that serious of your toilet paper, you need a life. I don't care how it hangs, just as long as it does its job.
As long as it's there.
I don't care how it hangs. My husband has an issue. It must hang some way. Probably the
over the top, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the people. I don't care. If that toilet paper roll is empty, which it most often is at my house because I'm the official toilet paper roll changer, I hang it however.
There
as
you go.
Long as it does its job, it works for me.
Well, I had to be put in my place once as a child because me and my brother and sister were all in the over category. And so when we were teenagers, Dad would always hang the roll of toilet paper, like you say, coming out from underneath the roll of toilet paper. So one day we said, Dad, you know that technically it's supposed to come out over the top, so it's easier to grab hold of. It's further away from the dispenser. And he looked at us and he said, well, you know, he said, I used to do it that way, but he says, then I had three dumb kids who would stand in the bathroom and slap the toilet paper roll and watch it spin. And he said, if you put it over the top, it spins down onto the floor, and then I got to put it back. Where he said, if I put it on the other way, when it spun, it just spun right back onto the roll. Then we all said, well, so it's our fault, you say, Dad. Why don't you blame society?
Ingenious. My husband had it hanging over one time, and we had a kitten to the cat roll. And that kitten got it and undid the whole entire roll and shredded it all up. It was really cute. But That's besides the point.
You say it's cute now. At the time, it wasn't too cute, I'm guessing.
Oh, I thought it was cute then, too. But I like cats. So I like cats and no ketchup. Just know that about me.
Now
like
we
cats,
know, yes.
No ketchup.
Deb says no pineapple on the pizza, no ketchup on the hot dogs, and keep the cat close because they're the way to go.
Yep.
Deb Howard is in charge of the United Way here in Livingston County. She's been our guest on Jock Gibberish. Deb, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.